It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, August 30th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American journalist and author John Gunther, born in Chicago in 1901. His success came primarily through a series of popular socio-political works known as the Inside Books between 1936 and 1972, including the best-selling Inside the USA in 1947. He is best known today for the memoir Death Be Not Proud, about the illness and passing of his young son from a brain tumor. In 1922, he was awarded a Bachelor of Philosophy degree from the University of Chicago, where he was a literary editor for the student paper. He worked briefly in the city as a reporter for the Chicago Daily News, but soon moved to Europe to be a correspondent with the Daily News' London Bureau, where he covered Europe, the Balkans, and the Middle East. Gunther wrote, "I was at one time or another in charge of Daily News offices in London, Berlin, Vienna, Moscow, Rome, and Paris. I also visited Poland, Spain, the Balkans, and Scandinavia. I worked in nearly every European country except Portugal, and I saw firsthand the whole extraordinary panorama of Europe from 1924 to 1936. He later described those years as the bubbling, blazing days of American foreign correspondence in Europe. Most of us traveled steadily, he said, met constantly, exchanged information, and even when most fiercely competitive, were devoted friends. We were scavengers, buzzards, out to get the news, no matter whose wings got clipped." With the success of the Inside Books, starting in the late 1930s, he resigned his position to work full-time on his writing. For each of the Inside Books, he would travel extensively through the area the book covered, interview political, social, and business leaders, talk with average people, and then write a lengthy overview of what he had learned and how he interpreted it. Here is Arthur Schlesinger's appraisal of Inside the USA. "This book is an astonishing tour de force. It presents a shrewd, fast-moving, sparkling panorama of the United States. Sinclair Lewis called it the richest treasure house of facts about America that has ever been published, and probably the most spirited and interesting. At the same time, in its preoccupations and insights, Inside the USA foresaw dilemmas and paradoxes that were to harass and frustrate Americans for the rest of the 20th century." In addition to the Inside series, Gunther wrote 8 novels and 3 biographies. In addition to that, he published several books for young readers, including a biography of Alexander the Great in 1953, and Meet Soviet Russia, a 2-volume adaptation of Inside Russia Today in 1962. The book for which Gunther is best remembered today, however, does not deal with the intrigues of politics. Death Be Not Proud is the story of his son's illness and death. It is a restrained and moving work intended for family and friends. It became a bestseller, and it is still a staple of many high school curricula to this day. John Gunther died of liver cancer at age 68. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 30th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.